Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Strategies for Success, where every day, Monday through Friday, I get to bring you a dynamic guest and topic. Today, I have a fabulous guest. Her name is Nancy Ann Horvath, and she was born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, to a theatrical Hungarian Slovak family. She decided at age five to be a nurse when she saw those great white, crisp uniforms. After graduating Sacred Heart Hospital School of Practical Nursing, she moved to Morristown, New Jersey, where she did both nursing and local theater. She also started taking classes in New York City for acting, commercials, and improvisation. She moved to New York City, worked for an oncologist, studied at the HB Studios, and also worked at Radio City Music Hall. Wow, that's exciting. Moving to Los Angeles, California, provided to be a good decision because having joined the American Federation of Radio and Television Artists, known as AFTRA, her Screen Actors Guild, SAG, card came a year later. Nancy Ann has always seen the need to live in the present moment. Nursing has shown her we are all here to make a difference, and each day is truly a gift. Having done improvisation with the L.A. Connection Comedy Theater and other LA groups, she started reading and doing research about the health benefits of improv. Her business has been building for years with health groups, businesses, church groups, schools, senior centers, and anyone interested in obtaining better total health, which is all of us. Nancy Ann can accommodate large or small groups, can set up an ongoing series or a one-time seminar, and can mix improv with Christian spirituality for church groups. Improvisation teaches us to be flexible, live in the moment today, to live, love, and laugh. Welcome, Nancy Ann. I'm so happy to have you on the show today. How are you?
Thank you, Robbie. I appreciate it. It's wonderful, wonderful.
I want to know that after you were a nurse, why did you start acting?
I think I always did both of them. I was involved in community theater growing up. My mom was a local singer and dancer, so I always did, theater. And I guess I never expected that you could go into that as a career. That's probably what I tell people, and I kind of remember doing acting, and then I also was a nurse, and then somebody said you could do that as your career. So when I moved to New York City, and even in New Jersey, I did community theater, and in New York City is when I started doing it professionally. So it really was a good side-by-side thing to do. People think that, you should be waitresses, and that's a good career too, but I always had a job in one or the other.
Yeah, that's great, and I'm sure that being a nurse, sometimes you need something to give you, something to look other ways, and singing, and being an improv is kind of a fun thing to do. So it's kind of like a great balance, I would think.
It is. And, once I got involved out in L.A. in Hollywood, I didn't realize how many medical jobs there actually are on TV and movie sets. I've worked as a set medic. I've worked as a baby nurse. And there really are a big need for medical people in the entertainment industry. And guess what? Now with the COVID, I hear that they're going to be using us a lot more. We may be spraying people down with, Lysol, Purell, and taking temperatures. So, tell young people many different avenues into entertainment, and medical is one of them.
So what gave you the idea to combine acting and nursing?
Well, I'll tell you what, the improvisation is something that as an actor, we always have to think fast on our feet. You go in for an audition for a commercial and they have you reading these lines and then they go, oh, put the lines down and just do this and just do that and off the top of your head. So you have to have improv skills as an actor. Yeah, some of the lines are scripted, but some of them are not. And a lot of times they just want to see you off the cuff, so to speak. You know, how do you do this? How would you walk if you were carrying a baby? How would you walk in a room if you were, you know, a mother that was busy mom and she has 10 things on her mind? So it's a skill. And then I realized in the medical world, people do use improv. You're running into a room and somebody's coding and somebody's bleeding and you don't know what you're going to see. So I think medical people are taught to, you know, react to what they see and be in the moment. Excuse me. However, a lot of people in the real world have a hard time doing this. It's like they step out too much. So it's like that's what improv is. It's using the skill of composing, uttering, executing, arranging without previous preparation. And in life, we have to do things that we don't prepare for.
I like that because I don't ever like to plan anything. I just go with whatever the flow is. How does improvisation help in everyday life?
It helps in everyday life because we all get those curveballs, especially now with all that's going on. We thought we were going to do this and that changed. We thought we were going to go on this trip and that changed. So you can accept what's happening, be in the moment, and we may not always like it, but kind of change. And I say to people, improv is being present. And if you're present for yourself and your loved ones, you're not going to carry things into whatever the next moment, the next, you know, 2 minutes later. I use this funny analogy that suppose you're on a bus and somebody steps on your toe. If you don't say, ouch, they're not even going to know they stepped on your toe. If you say, ouch, they say sorry and it's over and you're friends, you know. But a lot of times people will do something to hurt our feelings and we hold it in and fester and it grows and it grows. And all we had to do was say, ouch, or I don't like the way you said that. Would you please explain it? Oh, yeah, I didn't mean it that way, Robbie. I meant I love your necklace. It came out kind of funny. Oh, okay. So, and then we'll get over it and we'll be friends. But there are people in lives, you know, whether it's work or whatever, that they'll hold something in. And it seems simple, but I always compare it to a muscle. You can't do one push-up and say, oh, I'm done exercising. You must incorporate it every day in your life. And holding in emotions is very harmful for your body. Yes.
Absolutely. How did you come up with the name Improv for Health? I like it.
Well, that's what I do. I do improvisation, and all actors and people know improvisation is shortened. It's improv. There is no E, I-M-P-R-O-V. In fact, that's my email, improv4health, H-E-A-L-T-H, @gmail.com. So anybody could email me if they'd like. And Improv for Health, because this is what I'm all about. Doing improvisation helps you live in the moment. You will sleep better. It will increase your energy, lower your blood pressure. It also increases your immune system and your cognitive skills, which is what we need to do now. And a lot of times people say, how do you remember things? I remember people's names and birthdays because people are important to me. And sometimes, you know, I may not remember a lot of dates. I actually do remember dates pretty good because I remember people's birthdays. But I always say, don't ask me the war of 1812. But ask me when Robbie's birthday is, and I will know that because people are important. So that's what improvisation is, being present for yourself and your loved ones. And it's very important. So, yeah, I do different classes. I do large classes, small classes on Skype. And, again, people could email me at improv. F-O-R-H-E-A-L-T-H @gmail.com. And that's also my website, improvforhealth.com.
That's great. What is your biggest challenge with your business?
You know, my biggest challenge is a lot of people are afraid of improvisation, I've heard. And whether they're even people who have done acting in the past, or they say, oh, I've tried it and it's so hard. Well, my improv is very simple and fun. And I use the analogy of common sense is not so common. So this is what I don't put people down. I am a positive person, and I think that this is what improv should be. You know, there's one rule to improv, and there's not a lot of rules, but one rule is you don't say no, you don't say no but, you say yes and, because yes and will open doors. And that actually happens in real life. So if somebody wants to do something and no, you don't, you, rather than say no, you say yes and, Robbie, I would love to go to the library with you. However, let's first stop at that restaurant because I'm a little hungry. So you hear yes. And you don't hear that I say no to your asking about the library. It's yes and. So it's kind of a little game. So when I do improv, we do a lot of yes and, yes and. Again, it's another muscle. And the biggest challenge, honestly, going back, is people think it's going to be hard. And once they see that it's kind of fun and easy and light, then they're like, oh, I could do that. So I think that's probably one of the biggest challenge, getting people to know that it's not hard, it's fun.
What was the best improvisation session you've ever had?
Well, I love doing it with different groups, and that means professionals. I have done improv at Cal State Fullerton. I've done it with seniors. One of my most memorable ones was traveling to Alaska and speaking at the PTA convention. And we just went around the room and we did a couple of yes ands, and I showed them how they can incorporate this, whether they're working with their own children or other children. And when people hear yes and, I think they, you know, it opens up their minds also. So I think that was one of the best ones. I had a funny one at a senior center where we went around and I said, just say your first name and say an action word. So if I say Robbie, and that begins with an R, what kind of an action word would you think of? There's many that start with R. I'm putting you on the spot here, girl.
Oh, I'm afraid. Run.
Very, very good. So I was at a senior center, and Faye just couldn't think of anything. I remember her. She was so sweet. And everybody's yelling all these F words out, and how about this, and fun, and any action word. And she was just stuck. And finally, she came out with five of them. There were two that were off color. So it was kind of interesting. She was like, okay, okay. So sometimes that happens in life. We can think of another word for somebody else, but for ourselves, it may be a little hard. But the more you do it, the easier it gets. It definitely does. I want to just go back to, we were talking about the body. Did you know anger could weaken your liver, and grief can weaken your lungs, worry weakens your stomach, stress will weaken your heart and your brain, and fear weakens your kidneys. So, I mean, there's a lot of that going on now. But if we bring love and peace and harmony, it will strengthen your body and your mind. And laughter reduces stress. It spreads happiness and smiles to others. So I think we just need to live with that and do this little exercise of yes and when things get real tough, whether it's at a grocery store and somebody says no, 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 you go, yes, and I heard you that you're out of the coleslaw. What else could I use besides coleslaw?
Yeah, that's good. One of the most memorable things people have said after doing an improvisation session with you?
The most memorable was that it really was easy and fun, and they want to learn how to do it more, because you do it once or twice, and it's like, oh, now I see how this could help me. So that's why I've had a lady up in Northern California, she signed on to do a 4 or a 6 week session because she leads a happiness group. And she was in her 80s, and she said, I don't want to go down the hole of negativity. So with her happiness group, I gave her some tools that she could use with her group. And she really enjoyed it. And she says, oh, my gosh, these 4 weeks went by so fast. We had a lot of different games that we played. And then each week we would connect on Skype or FaceTime, whatever she wanted to connect on. And that was probably the best that we did. And, again, people can email me, improvforhealth@gmail.com. Thank you.
Give us a little idea about what your sessions are. I noticed you just said you have different ones. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about the sessions.
Okay, so I could speak to a large group. You had introduced me. I love what you said. I guess I wrote that or somebody else wrote that. I could do a large group. I could do a lunch and learn, birthday parties, or I could do one-on-one. There was a mom and a daughter that wanted to do a session together, and we did a couple improv games. An improv game can consist of we're going to make up a story, and we don't even know where the story is going to go, but we're going to use all the vowels, A-E-I-O-U, and then we're going to start over. Around the time Robbie and I went to the park, E would be everyone started coming into the park and we wanted to have the park to ourselves. And these stories go back and forth, back and forth. And this is how it was with the woman up north. We did a couple yes and games. We did a couple from the vowels, the alphabet. Some of them we even did backwards alphabet. And again, you don't know where the story is going, but there's always a beginning, middle, and an end. At Cal State Fullerton, one of the games I love to do in person with people is expertise. And I said, okay, this young girl here is an expert at what? And I said, pick something very unique. And I remember this, the students yelled out, she's an expert at basket weaving under the water. And she took this and went. And I was interviewing her, and I said, when did you start? And she said, oh, from the time I was little, I learned to hold my breath, and now I make very exotic baskets, and they're all done under the water. And it was just a riot. People are laughing and laughing. And I thought, how did you think of this at the end? And she said, well, I actually was a swimmer, so I just kind of took it and ran with it. And those are just some of the games we play.
So how many sessions, two things. How many sessions would you recommend people have? And number two, wouldn't this be a great gift for somebody to give as a gift? Do you do men as well? Father's Day is coming.
Yes, for Father's Day, for Mother's Day, even for birthday parties or families, it is a great gift for somebody to give. Teenagers, it's another reason why it's real helpful, I was thinking of, besides Father's Day, is the young people going out into the world now, getting jobs. A lot of times, and this is what I spoke at Cal State Fullerton to their School of Entrepreneurship, because they said a lot of these people, they know what they're going to say when you go in for a job, but what happens when they ask you that question that you just weren't prepared for? So this is what I do with improv. It's like, okay, you're going to tell me all about your degrees and everything else, but I'm going to ask you the most bizarre question. I'm going to say, what sport did you play in high school that you remember the most? And it's like, well, that's not really why I'm here. But you can't say that when you're in a job interview. So tell me what sport you like. So this is why it really helps. But you're right. And a typical session, I got to tell you, you know how fast a half hour goes by. I do hour sessions because we usually chat for the first 5-10 minutes about how your week went and what's going on, and then we'll do a couple games. So 1 hour session and then 4 sessions, because 4 to 6 is a really good number, I find. People get it under their belt. I say, call me later if you have any questions, but 4 to 6, but also a 1 hour or 2 hour session. If they're having a party, I could come. We could do a party now on Skype or FaceTime or Zoom. That's a really good idea. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Would improv be really good for somebody that's very shy?
Yes, it really is. It brings out things that they feel. There's so many people in our society, Robbie is not one of them, that says, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have said that. Well, once you have a few sessions of improv with me under your belt, you're not going to be that person. You're going to be the person that says, you know, something happened to me and I was so proud of myself. I was able to open up my mouth and say what I didn't like or thank somebody. And, you know, I just go back to common sense. Let's, you know, if you miss somebody, call them. Oh, you reminded me. I was doing it for the seniors who are big in the Philharmonic Society. And one woman said, oh, I miss Ethel. We were friends for 20 years, and then we had a skiff, and I don't even know why we don't talk anymore, and I really miss her. And I said, well, go home today and call her up. And then I added, I hope she's still alive, because I couldn't control that. But she said, you know, I'm going to do that. Because so many times people hold things back, hold things. You know, I don't know why her and Ethel had their little tiff, and she doesn't even remember either. So, yeah, it is good for shy people, but it's also good for those people, I don't believe in woulda, coulda, shoulda. Just do it. Sometimes even if you say something silly, go, oops, I shouldn't have said that. I put my foot in my mouth, but take it out, and that's okay. You know, let's just go back to saying what we mean and mean what we say.
Did anything ever unexpected happen while doing an improv in a group setting?
Well, with the woman Faye, she came out with a few curse words, and everybody looked, and I was able to just say, okay, let's go on. She was getting frustrated because she couldn't think of a simple F word for her name, and some of the words that came out, and people looked at me, and I said, let's just go on. But, you know, she laughed because she said that was so out of character for herself, and she thanked me later on, and she said, I just, you know, was having a hard time, and I said, well, that's okay, you know. So that was probably the funniest thing that I could remember, and everybody said, wow, you know, at least she spoke up, because they said she was a very shy woman that usually never speaks up. So, yeah, we've had some funny incidents. We really have. And, you know, I love doing it with the students because they come out with the most unique things. I said, we're going to play expert. And when they said, she's an expert at basket weaving underwater, and, oh, this lady knew all about the different masks that she would need to breathe and how long she could stay underwater. And remember, I said you could make it up, so it doesn't have to be 100% true. And she was, to me, it seemed like she was pretty much right on. But, yeah, there's a lot of funny things that happen with improv, definitely.
Improv helps with daily challenges.
It helps with daily challenges because when we're called in, whether it's an emergency situation, whether it's a business situation, or with our families, and something happens, it helps where we could take a step back and say, okay, use your improv muscle, and what are we going to do here, and how are we going to handle this? I was going up to L.A. to give flu shots, and I just got a flat tire. This happened in the fall. And I went, oh, my gosh, I have to be in L.A. in 2 hours to give flu shots. So the AAA guy picked me up, and he said, you can't ride on a donut all the way up to L.A. So he took me to the tire place, and I took a deep breath, and I said, who's the owner? And the guy came over and said, it's me, Jim. And I said, well, I've heard so much about your place. And he said, well, great. And I told him, I'm a nurse. I have to be there in an hour. And I thought I was going to drive on my donut. And he said, no, but we have donuts in the back room. And he whistled. One car came down from the lift. My car went up on the lift. And I kid you not, I was in and out in 10 minutes with a new tire. And, yes, I ate a donut instead of driving on a donut. And that was my story all day. I had to give flu shots to the LAPD in downtown L.A. And I said, well, I ate a donut. And I didn't drive here on a donut, but I just was like, I have to take a step back, and how can I get in and out the fastest? And that's what happened. So, yeah, sometimes for myself, too, I have to go, okay, use your improv skills here, girl. This is something that wasn't planned. And that's what else, having this skill of improv when things happen, whether it's a flat tire or something bad happens on the freeway, you know, you just meet new friends on the freeway, I guess.
That's true. Explain what you mean by saying you are a mental health advocate.
I'm a mental health advocate because I've gotten involved with NAMI. N-A-M-I is National Alliance for Mental Illness. And they have all over the world. So last year we went to Arizona. We did the 5K. There's a great NAMI group in Orange County. I just did a book club with them online. And I truly believe in NAMI. They do it all for free. So a portion of my business, whether it's my classes that I'm paid for or my speaking events that I'm paid for, I donate a portion back to NAMI, N-A-M-I, because mental health is so important. And I say our health starts up here in our brain. It goes all the way down to our baby toe. And, you know, if we don't have it all together in the brain, yeah, it could, like I said, ruin your liver, your lungs, your stomach. And so that's what I really mean. I donated a portion back, and I do believe in NAMI.
So with this virus that's going on, how has it changed how you do your business?
Well, Robbie and I are both live people, and we are some of the few people in L.A. that love to drive. Most people don't love to drive, but the way now I am getting people online, I'm helping with coaching their way, and I say, do you prefer FaceTime or Skype or Zoom? And it's actually going pretty well because I'm meeting more people this way. I still want to go back to live events where you could see people and hug them and touch them, but it's actually growing in different ways. Yeah, and when you see somebody on FaceTime or Skype, they're still there, and we set a appointment and a time, and, you know, you don't have to get that foo-fooed up just from the waist on up like everybody else. So, yeah, with the COVID, it's giving all of us new challenges, but I think that's something else. We need to get outside of ourselves and our head and say, you know, driving, okay, may not be that great all the time, even though you and I like to drive. We spoke about that. Maybe doing it on Skype and FaceTime is okay. And some people love it. They really, I find that they say, you know, if you would not have offered it to me this way, I probably would not have taken it in person.
So yep. Basically, I think it's going to happen. A lot of people are going to offer it and still be live, but also have this option where they probably did not have it before. What do you think?
I certainly agree with that. I certainly agree with that because there are a lot of people that say, you know, if I could do it from, you know, the comfort of my home, my bedroom, my office, yes, I totally agree with that. And, again, people could reach out to me, improvforhealth@gmail.com. Don't put the E. It's not improve. It's improv. improvforhealth@gmail.com. And this, I appreciate you doing this, Robbie. I admire you and all that you do and all your activities.
Well, we have 4 more minutes, so what do you would you like to share with our audience?
Well, I'd like to share, we were talking about common sense earlier, and someone recently sent me this because they said they saw it and they thought of me. Are you missing someone? Call them. Hey, you want to meet up? Invite them. Are you misunderstood? Explain what you need. Do you have questions? Ask. If you don't like something, say it. If you like something, state that too. If you want something, ask for it. If you love someone, please tell them. And that's what improv will do. There are so many people, I think, that are hesitant to say something and hesitant to do something. And they'll say, wow, how do you just say that at that minute? So it gives you the push and the pull and the gumption. You know, again, don't hold things in. And then, you know, I put a little slideshow together when I went to Alaska, and one of them was about how people are misunderstood according to where we live in different areas. Like one time I was at a meeting, I told somebody, hold your pants on. It just meant I was going to give you the information, but I was in the middle of something else. And she thought, oh, my gosh, do I come across rude like that? And I said, no, it just meant please wait a minute and I will give you the information you're asking for. It might be a half hour. So, yeah, we have to take us back. And, you know, where people are from, I'm from the East Coast. I lived in New York and New Jersey, and sometimes people talk a little faster there and people don't understand. And then, you know, so just when somebody says something to you next time, you're allowed to ask, what did you mean by that?
That's true. But I think this has really been good because it's a whole different understanding of improv. I mean, I've learned something new. I always thought improv was just somebody standing up at a comedy club doing that. But
I'm going to tell you, yeah, the name of the improv club should be the Comedy Store because comedy and improv are very different. Now, I did get into doing some stand-up comedy in the last couple of years, but almost by mistake because somebody said, do you also write jokes? So those places should be called the comedy place, the comedy store, the comedy shop. Improv is totally different. There are improv groups where they'll just stand in front of an audience and they'll take ideas. You know, like we're 4 people doing improv. Somebody throws an idea. Okay, you know, you're at the park, and what's our problem? And we'll just make it up. That's improv. I'm glad you found thank you for asking that. Thank you.
Yeah, because that's true. I mean, I've learned something, and I'm sure our listeners will learn. Well, we're down to probably 70 seconds, so I'm going to have to say thank you. The half an hour goes very fast, as you know. But
it does.
Is great. And keep up the great work, because I could see where, like you said, being able to answer something on the spur of the moment is such a great thing. And so I want to keep this in mind because there's a couple of people I think that could really use, but one of them is very shy, and I think this might be really good for her. But
okay. So until and thank you so much, Robbie.
Thank you. It's been great.
You're wonderful.
You
okay, and you know what I always say? Enjoy all your moments, because that's all we really have, folks. We have little moments every day. This was a wonderful moment for me.
It was a wonderful moment for me, because I learned something more, learned more about you. So thank you again, and you have a great day. And
thank you, Robbie. God bless you.
Thank you.
I agree.
To do that. All right. Take care now.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.